How would you handle a child who puts his hand over his ears because he doesn't want to hear when you are addressing his misbehavior or giving instructions? Well, we've seen this happen at Target. We've seen this happen in our living room, I suppose, years ago. We've seen this happen with lots of parents and kids. And I don't know, Lynn, what you're thinking, but I'm thinking that there's usually a reason that kids plug their ears.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And there may be kind of different reasons based on if you're addressing misbehavior. It could well be that the child is ashamed. He's uncomfortable. He doesn't want to face what he's done. He's got this little developing brain, and he can't quite figure out why he did what he did, and you're trying to hold him accountable for that, and mm-hmm. that's just really hard for him. Mm-hmm. And so he's avoiding that.
Well, so a youngster is doing the best they can to communicate something, yep. and what would that be?
Right.
It would be, I don't want to hear what you have to say. You're not feeling safe for me right now. I'm not feeling very loved by you. I don't like what you have to tell me. And at the end of the day, when you talk to me this way, I don't want to listen, Mom or Dad. And as parents, we think to ourselves, well, but this kid needs to listen,
mm-hmm.
Which is true. So the question isn't how do you get him to take his hands off his ears so he listens. The question is, how do you safely, lovingly, and with a vision that this is God's workmanship you're working with, talk with your child in a way that he wants to hear you?
Mm-hmm. And so that may well start with being very empathetic with your child, and wow, it's really hard, isn't it, bud? And you kind of had a rough time with your brother there, and are you feeling kind of sad yeah. about that? And, you know, as opposed to, okay, we need to focus on what it was not okay here and what mm-hmm. you should have done differently. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so just approaching it in a mm-hmm. different way may open him yeah. up to being more, to listen to what you've yeah. said.
And even though his hands are on his ears, he's probably able to hear. And if what he hears is different than what it's been in the past, something like, it looks like you're really upset. Do you want to take just a minute to calm down before we talk so that you put some power in his hands about mm-hmm. what listening is going to look like? Do you want me to sit down while I talk to you? Do you want me to talk softer while I talk to you? Do you want to talk first before I talk? So you start helping to engage his brain rather than just talking at him the way that you always have. It could well be that a child would take his hands off his ears.
Yeah.
The bottom line is when kids feel safe, they'll listen much more readily than when they don't. When yeah. they feel loved, they'll listen much more readily than when they don't.
Yeah.
When they know that you believe in them and are for them, they'll listen much better than if they don't believe that.
Yeah. And so you can even ask him, you know, if he's still putting his hands over his ears. So what are your hands telling me up there? If your hands could talk.
Yeah, beautiful.
What would they right. be telling me? Would they be telling me that you really saw in the instance of giving instructions, would they be telling me that you are really loving your Legos right now and you don't want to have to go put your boots and coats on to go mm-hmm. out to the car? Is that what your hands would be yeah. telling me?
Or maybe your hands are telling me that you already know what I'm going to say.
Yeah.
Instead of me talking, why don't you talk? What time is it right now? What are the things that need to get done right now as you see it?
Mm-hmm.
And let your child start to give voice to that. So hopefully these ideas help you get started down a different track. You know, we know that the default for us as parents is my kid needs to learn to listen to me. And we agree that our kids need, if they're going to grow up to be healthy, productive grown-ups, they need to learn how to listen. But if what you're doing isn't working to help them learn to listen, then try some of these different things and see if you learn something new.